Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Growing and Sexy in the building. We're waiting for Nicola Mitchell to call in. She's our first guest. We'll come on at 6:30. We got somebody calling from the 770 area code. What's your name? Who's this?
This is Joyce Dickerson. How you doing, DJ Gatsby? I'm just
Joyce
waiting.
Always a show. Thank you, baby.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Listen, we're waiting for Nicola Mitchell to come in. She's out in Vegas. I know there's a little bit of time difference. I hope she's got that all under control. But anyway, Joyce, man, how you doing, sweetheart? How are you?
Just doing great, and how are you doing?
Man, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored. The new year's been good to me. Last year, you know, was good to me as well. It's all good. I never complain. My radio show was doing fine.
I know it.
Yeah, radio,
you're down there in Miami enjoying it.
Yeah, we're doing the South Florida thing. It's kind of different. It's a different look for me. You know, East Coast brother, you know, used to the cold and snow in the winter. And, you know, last few years I was in D.C., so I still got that cold and that show and shoveling snow and all that going on. But, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of cool. I think it's in the 60s or the 70s, and it's raining a little bit. So this is like winter down here for them, you know. But in New York, it's up there in the 30s and the 20s, and they freezing up there. I was just talking to some people the other day. But, hey, man, I'm really concerned about my callers, my guests not calling in. Once again, to DJ Gatsby, who's Blog Talk Radio Show. We got Joyce Dickerson from Atlanta, you know, holding me down for the next few minutes. Hopefully, this caller is going to be, I mean, my guest is going to call in and be a part of the show. Let me see, I got to go back on there. But she's not. You know, in the meantime, man, I'm gonna play some music, Joyce. We're going to let it do for a few minutes while we're waiting for guests to call us. Once again, DJ Gatsby, who's on that at Block Talk Radio. Happy New Year, everybody. Wait for the caller, Mitchell, to call in from Vegas. We got my man James Gordon, actor, poet, and extraordinaire, also known as greatest poet alive. He's coming on at 6:45. We're going to close out the show, but in the meantime, we're going to try to keep it pumping, man. We're going to play some more music, see what we can do here.
I'm
All right, we got somebody calling in from the 773 area code. Who's on the Crinkle and Block Talk Radio? It's DJ Gatsby. Who's on the line? What's your name?
That would be the most electrifying man in poetry, Mr. Orgasm, Mr. Pizzle, G Pizzle, DPA, James Gordon, Commissioner Gordon. Woo! You know what it is.
The man of many talents.
Woo!
The man of many names, actor, poet, author extraordinaire, a.k.a. the greatest poet alive.
What's going
the
on, man?
The man with plans. Listen, we're trying to get the show going, man. We was expecting Nicola Mitchell to call in from out in Vegas. Obviously, she can't get to us right now. But as always, you're coming through always on time, doing what you got to do, being where you got to be. You know, when the spotlight's on you, man, you always come through.
Man, you know, hey, listen, man. I know that sister, and I know I've worked with her before. Her diligence, she's an awesome lady. Man, I'm looking forward to working with her again in June in Indianapolis. But as you said, when the lights come on and the microphone is turned on, Lord, Lord have mercy. If there is anybody, and I know there's some people out there listening, and I know you might be a little doubtful. You've seen the name, you heard about me and this and that, and you say, oh, my God. But let me tell you, the rumors are true. Am I electrifying? Ask your friend for you, four friends over, ladies, if they think I'm it. Am I an awesome storyteller? Heck yeah, take a look in the newspapers. Am I on TV and movies? Movie just came out on Amazon today, A Slice of Life. Check me out in it. I am everywhere I'm supposed to be, not as good as I'm going to be, but the best there is right now at whatever I do, baby. Woo!
That, ladies and gentlemen, is James Gordon from Chicago, New York. From Chicago, Illinois. I stand corrected here. You got me excited, man. I see you. I feel you. I understand the enthusiasm, man. I understand, you know, the willingness and the need to let people know exactly how great, how monumental, how stupendous this whole thing is, man. Welcome to Who's Who and Ask Miracle Net Blog Talk Radio Show, my brother.
First of all, Mr. Gatsby, let me just address you like I always address you. Sir, you are the epitome. You are the epitome of class.
Yes.
You display excellence in your own right. Consistently,
I try.
A lot of people come on and they're flashing the pants. They come and you see them with a flurry.
Oh, no.
And just as quick as they came, they're gone. You have been consistent year out, year in, year out again, ever since I know you. And thank you for the privilege of being on your show starting off the year. Greatly appreciate it. Great honor. Thank you.
Yeah, man, we've been around for a while, and you said it right, though. You know, when I got in this game, I came in this game to win. I came in the game with longevity. I came in the game to change it and do everything they said I couldn't do, I'm doing. You know, and that's, you know, we know how that goes. You know, you wearing a lot of hats and T-shirts, so am I.
Yeah.
Multi-talented. And we do everything to the fullest, man. Now, once again, Happy New Year, man. You know, God done bless us to see another year. It's 2016, man. And you know, we've just begun to let people know how great you are, how fantastic you are.
Yeah.
And how determined you are to succeed. Because from what I see, when I look at GPA, the greatest poet alive, Mr. James Gordon, it's just the tip of the iceberg, man. You got to give me something. It's just the tip of the iceberg, man. It really is, man.
The thing is, what we've done, this is the year, this is going to be the year. If last year was the year GPA, this year is the year of James Gordon and Pizzle. This is their year. This is what they're going to do. Step out here in the forefront. Pizzle just came out with the short poetry series called The Book of 24 Orgasms Redux, Change Your Undergarments. I mean, it kind of just speaks for itself.
Okay.
It was just a little something he wrote in a few days. He sat in front of the computer a few days, drinking Coke Zero. And he put together 24 poems. It's a short series, ladies and gentlemen. It's 99 cents. Don't even get afraid about it. The paperback is available now too. for a decent price. We wouldn't try to rob you, but it's high octane sensuality. That's all it is. It's high octane sensuality. And we've also got, of course, which I sent to you, Mr. Gatsby. It should be on its way to you, actually. I think the Poetry Book of the Year in Angelica's box. And it's our best collection yet. I really believe that. So it was written by Pizzle and myself together in a joint effort. So there that is. I just think we're really going. We got Bobo. We got Here Comes Bobo coming out in another month by James Gordon. So, you know, we're coming. We're coming.
Yeah.
You know,
we're
coming for it. So,
you know. Yeah, I see that literary hat, sharp, creased, tilted to the side, man. You know, I see how you keep that acting suit pressed and tightly fitted. You know what I mean? And you keep them poetry shoes shine. You know what I mean? Glistening, bro. So you got the whole wardrobe there, man. And a lot of people, I don't think they understand the complicity which you have in order to be great at all that you do. I mean, acting is one thing. Being an author is something else. And being a poet who actually performs live in front of audiences is a lot for anybody to try to do all at once, man. What is it, man, inside you that keeps that motor going, that keeps that creative juices flowing, man? What is it, man, that keeps you, you know, on the cutting edge?
First of all, let me shout out my partner in all things, Cotton Campbell, who helps keep me motivated in her own excellence. I mean, when your partner comes out and wins a couple of awards herself, and you look around and she's doing the thing, says, "Hey, you know what? You got to stay on top of your game." So that's one. But I know there's always cats who are. I see them, especially in my city. I see them. You know, at the open mics, and they're doing this, that, and other, and I say to myself, "Oh, wow, that's hot." I celebrate other people. I'm glad for them, you know. But at the same time, I know who I am and how I carry it, so that motivates me to do even more. I believe I'm one of the most innovative individuals when it comes to literature. There's very few people who can say they vacillate between writing poetry, writing erotic poetry, writing a novel mystery and suspense, then writing a children's book, and then I even wrote some science fiction last year that I submitted and it got published. So, you know, it's very few people who can sit here and say, "Hey," and then go on screen. You can turn on the TV or look at a movie and you see them, or you're doing storytelling in the city. I'm a champion, three-time champion storyteller.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of I want to be that dude. The same way they say Jimmy Butler is a two-way player for the Chicago Bulls, Leonard, these guys who can do it all, play offense and defense. I want to be that dude. I want to be able to say, "You can't lock me out of anything." You say, "Oh, my God, we're not really looking for a poet. We were looking for somebody to write a romance." "Oh, I can do that." "We weren't really looking for a romance. We were looking for somebody who can write erotic." "Oh, I can do that." "We have a young adult series opening. Can you tell a story about being bullied?" "Sure can." You know what I mean? I'm that dude. So.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think we have Mr. Cola Mitchell on the line.
Okay.
Cola, is that you? You there, my sister? I know you was having problems getting in. You got online. I just opened the line up. You got me on speaker. You got me on mute. Where you at,
I'm
baby?
I'm here. Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes, we can. Oh, okay. Listen, yo.
Hey.
What's up? Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Hey.
Thank you for calling me. Yeah,
Happy
we got
New
my brother James Gordon on the other
well.
Line.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Lady.
One of
yes,
my
me.
Favorite people. Hey,
oh, my goodness.
BPA.
Hey, listen. The feeling is so mutual. Hey, listen, Brother Gatsby, let me tell you. I finally,
yes.
After years of interacting with this sister online and stuff, I finally met her in the summer, last summer, in Indianapolis, working with her at this great event she put together in Indianapolis at the library there. And finally got to meet her. It was such an honor. So it's an awesome lady, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen to that.
True.
All right, yeah. That's right. Listen, wait a minute. It's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show with your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. the book critic, a.k.a. Mr. Growing and Sexy, in the house, in the building, on my show, we have the one and only award-winning, best-selling author, motivational speaker, philanthropist, CFO of Obsessive Soul Media, founder of Rights Promotions, co-founder of the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, Mrs. Nicola Mitchell. Welcome to the show, sweetheart.
Hi.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got
to announce me for everything. I got to take you on the road with me.
But listen, my shows give everybody an opportunity to let people know exactly who they are and what they do, not what you heard. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Not what
I
you
know.
Heard. Anyway, it's wonderful to have you on the show. And James Gordon, I understand you saying you met her. I met her last year in Atlanta at the First Read Expo. I actually took a picture with her, too. Thank you so much for that, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. I was blessed to be in both of your presence. So I'm just happy to be around great minds that think alike.
All right. Well, James Gordon came in. He opened up the show, for us graciously as we patiently waited on you to come through. But now that you're here, let us know a little bit about, let those listeners out there who don't know who you are, let them know who you are, what you do, and what you got popping right now, what you got going on right now, 2016.
Okay, my name is Nicola Mitchell. I am originally from Jamaica, but I grew up on the West Coast in Vegas, and now I'm bi-coastal between Vegas and Atlanta. I'm a publisher, a writer, a blogger. I've won several awards. I've gotten a couple of bestseller lists. And I'm just a hard-working black woman. When people ask, what do? I just say, I do everything. And writing is my lifestyle, so that's hence the name of my tour. So that's pretty much it. I have a new book. Well, I have a new book, several new books coming out for 2016, but I'm still pushing my book that came out in August, Poem Poem. It's a Jamaican dancehall story, and it's about a young lady who was born in Jamaica but grew up in the States, and she was deported back to Jamaica, mm-hmm. and I wrote it from the sense of something like that happened to me. What would I do if I had no one there to guide me? And she comes across somebody that teaches her how to become a dance hall queen. And there's a lot of social issues within the book, such as AIDS, gay men, because in Jamaica it's against the law to have anal sex. So I touched on that, in my entertaining, thought-provocative way. And now I'm on this tour for Poem Poem, and I'm about to have an Atlanta launch January 30th, and all proceeds of the event goes to the AIDS, the Infectious Disease Clinic of Grady Hospital here in Atlanta. So whatever city I go to, I give to that city's AIDS organization.
Wow,
so that's
what
I
fantastic.
Got going on right now. Yeah.
All right, well, that's a lot. That's a lot. I haven't read any of your books. I know you had worked with Tamika Newhouse previously on some projects, and then you had a couple of other things that you've done.
Hello?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Did it just go out?
We still there?
Yeah, he went out. Yeah, you kind of went out, did you say?
Oh, I kind of went out.
So you,
well, my
yeah.
phone, I'm down here in South Florida, Miami. You know, the heat and the sunshine and the waves and the beach kind of messes up my signal on my phone.
Your signal. I'll be in Tampa on Friday, so don't even try to rub it in. It's okay.
I'm in Chi-Town. I don't care. I don't even care. I'm in Chi-Town. I don't even care. I'm not hating.
So you said I worked with Tamika, and what else?
Well, and I heard about the book and the launch in Atlanta, but that poom poom word, I got some Jamaican friends, and that got a lot of different meanings, so I was just wanted to ask you about that, but I think you explained it in a way. But
right.
It's a very provocative
poom poom
title.
Is the thing. Yeah, poom poom is that nice little place in between a woman's legs, and it's just, that's the verbiage that we use for it in Jamaica. But,
mm-hmm.
It describes a lot of things, like poom poom shorts, stuff like that, women dance hall queens will wear. And I just showing how, out here that it's a stripper story or, a prostitute
okay.
story. In Jamaica, a dance hall queen is not a prostitute, or a stripper, but they dance so provocative, so they're using their pom-pom to make money. So she's just basically using what she got to get what she wants.
No, get it. That's a universal theme right there, you know, with a lot of women, and I get it. And I'm not mad at them, and I'm sure Mr. Gordon understands that perfectly as well.
Oh, yes,
he definitely understand that. Once again, it's DJ Gatcha, Who's Who, Never American at Block Talk Radio Show. It's our brand new year, and we got two of my favorite people on the line, James Gordon, as well as Nicola Mitchell. Mr. Gordon, man, thanks for opening up the show. We had to bring Nicola in real quick. You got some things that are happening right now. And I want to get back forth to both of you guys, but you got some things happening right now. Angelica's box just dropped, and you had the 24 orgasms also.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you, I'm going to throw some people off real quick. So you got to pay attention, everybody who's listening, because this is going to throw you. I am part of a three-headed monster, which means simply this. I am so freaking talented that I had to split myself into three incarnation in order for it to work. So,
yes,
James Gordon is the actor, storyteller, and the children's author. So when you see Bobo or what have you, that's me. You got GPA. He is the poet and the performer. So when you see him performing in the videos and stuff, that's him. Pizzle
yes.
is the one that ladies like, because they figure he's a freak, and he is. And the chuckle tickles, like you just said, the poom poom. The chuckle that they love so much tickles the poom poom. And he is the really erotic. He's the really erotic one. And that's what came out with the book of 24 orgasms. That's what that is. And then GPA and Pizzle wrote Angelica's Box, poetry book of the year. I'm just gonna go on record right now. If you
poetry
get a copy of Angelica's Box, from beginning to end, and we made a soundtrack for it. We made a soundtrack. Nobody else would think to make a soundtrack for a book, especially a book of poetry. We did. It's
wow.
71 minutes long. It's free on Reverb Nation. I double dog dare you to sit there and listen to it and not think, ooh, I need to make a call or somebody needs to come over. I double dog dare you. So,
oh, my goodness, man. Well, we definitely looking for that, man. We're definitely looking for that. I understand I do have a copy on way to me
on
here in Miami. And I can't wait
to
between those pages, man, and have my phone close by in case I need to make that call.
I'm telling you.
You're going to see me right away. But, Nicola, on a serious note, I was on your Facebook page today, and mm-hmm. I saw you wishing happy birthday to a little girl. You want to tell us a little bit about that and a little bit about Deani Jewel?
Deani is my daughter. She's my youngest daughter. She passed away back in 2003.
Okay.
She would be 13 years old right now. And today's
okay.
her birthday. And usually I don't do very well on her birthday, but, you know, today has been a very positive, upbeat day. And, you know, I just want to shout her out and always remember her in the same way I do with my two children that are still alive. And
sure.
it's been kind of hard, though, this last season because I was pregnant. I was 7 months pregnant. I just lost my son October 16th.
Yes.
And then my mother turned around and passed away November 10th. So
wow.
I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about Deani's birthday today. And I actually feel pretty good. So thank you for making note, paying attention to that, you know. Sometimes I just wonder what would she be like. My oldest daughter is 22 this month, and my youngest
okay.
is 17. They both graduate from college and high school this year. So how would it have been to have a 13-year-old? You know, I think about
wow.
that and I reflect on that. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay, listen, well, happy birthday to Deani. I want to send my condolences out to you and the loss. But as
yeah,
on the other side, I'm so happy that we got a chance to celebrate her birthday today on
yes.
the talk show with DJ Gatsby and James Gordon with you, my sister. So God bless you. You know what I mean?
Well,
you and the whole family.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, you know, this special day with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I want to shout out, since you, oh my goodness, today's my dad. I want to shout out to my dad, Mr. Fix.
Oh, he's
shout
greatness.
My,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you. I see when you get that, the calmness, man, and that laid back style must be from your pops, man.
No, I have nothing. I have nothing. Hey, listen, let me tell you, it skipped over me. It went from his calm and cool, which he is, skipped over me, and went to my brother. They're the coolest dudes in the room. Calm. I'm too much of a live wire. I'm an attention whore. Look at me. So yeah.
Okay. All right. We see you don't shun the spotlight at all, man. You never met a camera or a microphone you didn't like. I understand
no,
that.
Sir.
I ain't
no,
mad
sir.
At you.
None.
Nicola.
Yes, sir.
I saw on your Facebook page, you mentioned that you are a brand ambassador, and I understand that you're donating some funds to AIDS research or AIDS foundations with your Poom Poom project, as well as a philanthropist. Tell us a bit about those charitable organizations or causes that you support.
Okay. This last year, my mother was supposed to come down for the Poom Poom launch December 5th, and the proceeds of that event, like I said, was going to the Children of Grady Hospital. So what we still end up doing was, instead of getting flowers at my mother's funeral, we requested people to donate money. And I started this, me and my brothers and sisters started a campaign for her. We're going to do every year, and raise money for Christmas presents.
Wow.
So I was able to purchase 41 presents. Out of 212, it wasn't the greatest, but at least it was, we were
okay.
able to do something for the kids, and the money from this event is going to go towards getting Valentine's Day and things, Safe Love campaign we have for the older children of the hospital. And every year I try to do something for some organization. So I always do a book drive at Christmas. I try to give pajamas, T-shirts, things to underprivileged kids, give them gifts, stuff, let them know they're appreciated. And sometimes the only people that they look up to are the football players, basketball players, models, dancers, rappers. And so when they
sure.
see an author come in, or several authors, I like to team up with people, and we come in and provide a service for them, and with face painters and things like that, that makes my day way, way more than any book sale that I can do. I have. Also, I have a new thing I'm launching called Girls That Brunch. And living in Atlanta, I see a lot of different events for women that brunch and pop-up shops and things like that. So for Girls That Brunch, I'm taking underprivileged children between the ages of 9 through 12. I'm going to try to get to 15, but I'm only been getting donations for that, the 9 through 12 demographics. And I'm bringing in different people to motivate them, but also little celebrities and people that they look up to, and
sure.
let them have that formal tea brunch atmosphere for underprivileged girls that would never experience that. And I'm doing that in Atlanta, Las Vegas, and also two small cities. I'm thinking Maine, Connecticut, and Washington State.
Wow. Well, I commend you on that, my sister. You know,
Thank
I commend
you
on that, whole charitable thing and trying to give back a little bit. You know, everybody, we all need somebody carrying those torches, you know what I mean? And I'm glad we have somebody like you who's very dedicated and supportive in those areas. Once again, Who's Who, North American Lit, Blog Talk Radio Show. It's DJ Gatsby. We're in the studio with my first show of the new year,
Woo!
Nicola Mitchell and James Gordon. I hear you over there, my brother. Listen, you guys know it's only a 30-minute show. We're going to have to get out of here and wrap it up. I know we got to do this all again, babe. We got to get together again and do this again. I know, Nicola. I'm gonna let you say something to your family, friends. And let people know where they can contact you. Tell them about the book launch party down there in Atlanta. And Mr. Gordon, you're gonna close out in a second. So, any shout outs or anything you want to say before we go, Nicola?
Okay, again, the Pom Pom Atlanta launch will be at the Sephora Lounge off of Claremont on January 30th from 6 to 9 is the actual event. The after party is right after. We're going to have spoken word performers, some dance hall Caribbean carnival dancers. So it's just going down.
Okay.
So please come on in. And remember, all proceeds from the event will go to the Children of Brady Hospital. I'm also going to be speaking on January 23rd. At Zane's event, it's the warmest winter ever. And for that organization, we're giving the proceeds from that event is going towards homeless people in Atlanta. So myself, Shirley Strawberry, the young lady from the Glam University and Zane, and several others will all be speaking to motivate and uplift the people, the homeless people of Atlanta. That's January 23rd. January 16th, I'll be at the DRR retreat in South Carolina. So pretty much, you guys see, I'm busy. I'm doing something every weekend. You can find me on Facebook, /Miss M.S. Nicola, N-I-C-O-L-A, Instagram, MB_Nicola, Twitter, Miss Nicola. Just Google me. I'm here. I'm personable. Talk to me. Say hi to me. I respond, and I like to speak to people and let you know that I'm a real person.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she also gives out fantastic hugs. I'm a witness. I got one in Atlanta last year.
I do, too.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. I had to throw that in there. All right. And
thank
Mr.
You,
Gordon.
Thank
you. Yeah, don't go anywhere just yet, baby. We're not finished yet. But Mr. Gordon,
first
I know
of all,
you got a lot going on.
DJ Gaspy for having me on. I want to thank the wonderful Nicola Mitchell for sharing this time with me. Except for Cotton Campbell, couldn't have started out this year on a show sharing it with anybody else, and it's been so spectacular. Thank y'all both so much.
Yes.
As you know, Angelica's Box is out. Grab that.
Yes,
currently
it is.
Number 9, I believe, in love, in romance, poetry, or whatever. It'll be number 1 again before the end of the week is out. No sweat. We got the Book of 24 Orgasms. Make sure you grab that. That's available on paperback as well. Tonight, you'll see me. I'm part of the crossover episode, Chicago PD. It was Chicago Med, Chicago Fire yesterday. I'm on the Chicago PD episode. When Empire comes back in March, I'm back again in my role as a correctional officer. And then I'm planning a few other things as well. A movie I'm in is available on Amazon Prime as well as Amazon the store. It's called A Slice of Life. I play Lloyd Gordon, a bar owner. I got to play like I'm a city slicker, but I got to play like I'm a country dude, like 60s or something. Y'all know me. I'm a young dude, so it's crazy. It's my skills. This Friday is my live show for all of us in Chicago and near the area, Poetry's Love Letter at Let Them Eat Chocolate, 5306 North Damon, 7 o'clock. Got some great features there. And then I'm a part of a few storytelling events and a few features in over the next couple of weeks. And you'll see me because we start touring a little earlier this year. We're going to start with the books a little earlier. So I'll be in Indianapolis. No, I'll be in Big Rapids February 19th. And then the week following, I'll be in Indianapolis with Brother Antoine Floyd at his store. And then it trickles from there. So. I blow your mind.net, www.iblowyourmind.net, or if you're not my friend already, James Gordon on Facebook, and then you can get all other stuff from there. Follow me. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere.
Yes. Wow, man. Listen, I was going to say a few things about myself, man, but I'm not really doing much. It's still hosting my radio show every Wednesday. The talk show with DJ Gatsby, we're looking to start shooting again sometime in 2016. My website, Who's Who in African American Literature.com, is up and running, refurbished. It's been redone. WBMG Publishing, you know, we got a couple of books out. My Who's Who in African American Lit book is going to be dropping in 2016. I'm going to be back in New York on the 15th. I'm doing a tribute to Martin Luther King with the Northern Metropolitan Healthcare Systems in New York. But other than that, man, you can catch me right here every Wednesday night. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You already know what it is, DJ Gatsby. Nicola, thank you so much to my sister for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And Mr. Gordon, man, thank you so much. Listen, God bless both of y'all.
Appreciate
I really appreciate you coming on the show. Everybody that's listening, I love you. Make sure you share this podcast. Check me out. Follow this author's and keep doing what you do. Once again, it's DJ Gactor, Who's Who on African American Lit, Block Talk Radio Show. Happy New Year. Peace to everybody in 2016, guys. We out.
Peace.
Bye.
All right. Have a great night. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.